Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 2015 Plain and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th annual Plain and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plain and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready. The Midwest LSA Expo radio show starts right now. Well, good evening. This is Perry Hartman with Painter's Dream Productions, and it is truly an honor and a privilege to join you this evening. The Midwest LSA Expo, September 10th through the 12th. It's right around the corner, literally. And again, it is an honor and a privilege. See, we live in a country that's really free. I mean, there are many countries right now that are starving to death, that are under mass persecution. And we as a country have a freedom to talk about things that we care about, like LSA aircraft, like the relationship between exhibitor and buyer. You know, it's just an amazing thing every year as we prepare for this show. I always think about the privilege that we have to talk about something that we not only something which we just believe in, but something that we put our heart and our soul into. Many people drive for hundreds and hundreds of miles to come to look for that special airplane. And, you know, we have people that fly from all over the country, exhibitors that dedicate their entire weekend to this show. And so we just wanted to start off this evening's show with a thank you for all the exhibitors who have taken part in this year's Midwest LSA Expo. Let me name a few. Aeroprat, Aerotrek, Aerivac EMS, Amelia Skyleader, American Legend, Arian Aircraft, Aviation Insurance Resources, Aviators Hotline, Bristol, Bushcat, CT Sales of Southern Illinois, Dreams Come True, Dynan Avionics, Evans Aviation, Flights for Christ, Hansen Air Group, Hayes Aero, Heavenbound Aviation, Quicksilver, ICP North America, Jabiru USA, Just Aircraft, Lama, Leading Edge Airfoils, Mission Aviation Fellowship, Magna USA, NIU, Echolot, Nothing But a Breeze, Pipistrel, Powered Sport Flying, Brands Aircraft, Skybound Remos, Southern Illinois LSA Training Academy, Sport Air USA, SRT Aviation, Super Petrol USA, Swan Air, Technam, The Airplane Factory, Trade-A-Plane, UL Power, USAF, NORAD, U.S. Sport Aviation, Vans Aircraft, Viking Aircraft Engines, Wix Aircraft, and Zenith Aircraft. Guys, we do this for you. We don't do this for the Mount Vernon Airport. We don't do this for just for the Expo. We do it for the industry in a whole. And for each and every one of you that have taken the time to be exhibitors, we just wanted to mention first and foremost that this radio show is for you and for the buyers out there looking for information regarding this year's show. Now, we do have a few sponsors that we'd like to give some credit to and thank them for making this show possible. This includes the Mount Vernon, Illinois Convention and Visitors Bureau, for the Frosty Mug, for Hux, for Dr. Charlie Rodriguez, for Republic Services, for Barrow-Eaxe IGA Hometown Proud, for Drury Hotels, for Cedarhurst, celebrating 40 years, for Diamond Auto Services, for Audio Visions, for our good old friends at Wilkie's, for the Deluxe Barbecue Chicken and Ribs at Fat Daddy's, for Bradshaw, for Country Blacksmith Trailers, Affordable Heating and Cooling in Sheet Metal, and Payne Seamless Gutters. Guys, thank you so much for your involvement. You know, we're not promised. And, of course, Wix Aircraft, we can't thank them enough. And, you know, there's a lot of things you could be doing right now, but there are a lot of those who might not be on live, but who will listen to this tonight or tomorrow. And now I believe it's the right time to put on our international host, my good old friend Chris. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Perry, good to be with you again.
Here we are again.
Year seven.
You know, can you believe it? 7 years.
In some ways, it's went like a vapor. In some ways, it takes forever.
You know, there are a lot of people who thought year seven would never happen, but look, it has.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, would you do us a favor, and besides honoring us with your presence and your wonderful, cheerful attitude, would you share with those who are listening to the radio some of the things that they can expect this year?
Wow. First of all, thanks for all the compliments. That's great. I'm stunned. I'm not sure how to begin. Okay. Well, basically, our big claim to fame at this show is to put buyers and exhibitors together in a place that they could talk without a whole lot of interruptions, and then wheel an airplane out and fly the thing. And, you know, there's only two places that you could do that at a show environment, and that's Sebring and here. And, you know, Sebring is the kickoff show, and we kind of think of ours as one at the tail end. And we think that we have a venue to where it's easily located, easy to travel to, whether you're flying your own airplane, you're flying commercially, or you're driving. I mean, we think we hit all the keys there. It's easy to get to. It doesn't cost anything to come to, and it's a fun environment. And we also offer camping sites for free. Everything's free. The only thing that an attendee would have to pay for is a sandwich and dinner at night, or shopping at the local places that they would want to hang out at night. All the stuff at the airport other than food is free. And I don't think you could find that anywhere in this country.
You have you've got some nightlife planned again this year.
Yes. Thursday night we are doing our barbecue dinner in the fixed base operation hangar, and that operation is called SRT Aviation. And Gary Sluhan from St. Louis, by day he's a turbine engine mechanic salesman, and by night he's a Jimmy Buffett artist. So kind of a neat combination there. But the man sounds and plays exactly like Jimmy Buffett. So I always went over well when he's here. It's been a couple years since I had Gary back with us. But that's what we're doing on Thursday night. That's opening night. And we're not doing anything on Friday night and Saturday night. And that's kind of by design, because these exhibitors, they like to wine and dine customers, so to speak. And so we're kind of staying out of that and letting them do whatever they want to do at the location of their choice with their customers that, you know, they're trying to seal a deal with.
What a concept, huh? What an idea.
Yeah.
Now,
it's always a lot of fun. You know, I ran into it's neat. You know, I go to the shows too, and we all kind of step on each other at the nightlife spots. And I'm not sure when you're going to have Randy from Rand's on, but we're going to have a fun time when he's on about me stumbling into one of those exact situations at a place south of Oshkosh. You know, they're sitting and having a good time, and I stumble. Eric Evans is with me too, and we sit down with them, and we're having a good time and laughing, joking. And then all of a sudden Randy and Shelley said, "Hey, if you're not here to buy an airplane, get the heck out of here," as their two customers come walking up.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Goodness.
Yes, ma'am. And away we were out of there quick.
Well, Randy from Rand's is scheduled for Tuesday. So You'll have a wonderful opportunity to share those stories. For those who are flying in brand new, who haven't been there before, what's some of the procedures that they need to know in coming to the expo?
Well, that's another one of those I can't believe it kind of answers that I'm going to give, because there really are no procedures. There are no NOTAMs out or anything like that. Sometimes the airspace can get a little congested, and other times it's a simple entry into the pattern. You come in and land just like you would any other Class E general aviation airport. Control tower, easy as 123. That's our frequency, 12300 megahertz. And just announce your position, and just like you were at your hometown airport.
On the show tonight, we've got Tom Baker of CT Sales, and we're also supposed to have Sport Air on. Would you take a moment and just share your thoughts and opinions about Tom Baker and CT Sales of Southern Illinois?
Yes, I've known Tom Baker for a long time, and Tom is the closest exhibitor to Mount Vernon. His airport lies about 31, 32 miles nautical northeast of Mount Vernon, and they share the same UNICOM frequency with us. So many times we talk to each other air to air when we're flying. He does a lot of instruction. He kind of has a three-part role up there at the Alney Noble Airport. He is serves as the airport manager, airport operator, and he's also a mechanic, a really fine, talented AMP and AI. So a lot of folks take their airplanes to him. And, of course, he's Rotax certified. And then the other third part of that is the CT dealer. So he does a lot for our area, and we're really proud to have him with us in the show.
Your
other question, Perry, was for Sport Air?
Yep.
Well, known Bill Canino since I started in this, and he was one of the first guys I met, when I approached this kind of blind by stumbling into, I think it was probably the second or third Sebring Expo, and he was one of the first guys that I met, and it's sometimes kind of rare to even get to talk to him in a booth. You know, they're kind of like movie stars, and you don't get to really talk to him very much, and he was there and opened me into the booth with welcome arms, and I told him what I wanted to do, and he says, "That sounds really fine." He says, "I think we can get behind that. We need shows like this." And, I'll never forget that, because not all of them are like that. Sometimes it's hard to catch them, but Bill was very welcoming, and he's got an incredible product line and a lot of good people working for him and with him. And so it would be nice to visit with him. And also, let's not forget his service to our country. He's a retired lieutenant colonel, and I think he's a C-130 pilot, although you'd never hear him say that. So, really, really proud of what he's done for us.
Is there any other information about the show which we've not posted? Obviously, we've spent a lot of time trying to prepare through advertising and through websites and through Facebook and through all of everything. But was there anything that we happened to miss that you think we needed to talk about prior to getting into our interview tonight?
Well, I think we all need to help one another with more of a grassroots effort as far as email strings and lists and Facebook pages and things like that. That's an element that a lot of people forget about. And best of all, it's free. But you can reach a lot of people really quickly by just working your email lists and strings. You know, hey, that Midwest LSA Expo thing's going on next week. We ought to, rally the EA chapter and go up there and support that. And, that's a lot of value to that. And, I think if we could just get everybody to do more of that, we could put a lot more attendees here.
What kind of surprised me, Chris, was with this radio show, this is free advertising. This doesn't cost them anything. And I was a bit surprised at some of the just the not excitement or enthusiasm about it when, you can, they don't realize the number of people that listen to this show. And I think that's probably one of the things which next year I need to do better is to provide some of those stats so that they know that, we've got listeners of this show who will listen to this all throughout the year, not just, during this time. So,
well, you and I talked, I made fun of it a little bit there at the start of it, and when last year's expo kicked off, I think on day one, every day I had two or three people walk up and say, "Hey, I'm from Houston, Texas, and I listen to the show, and it's really good to meet you." And I'm thinking, "Wow, somebody actually listened to this thing." And I said, "Well, what are you here for? What are you looking at?" "Well, I'm looking at this, you know." And there are people that take advantage of this from the attendee side and also the exhibitor side.
Well, why don't we hold off on any more comments? Let's go ahead and get Tom Baker on and get our interview going. And actually, I'm going to keep you on, Chris, for a few moments, just so that you can say hello to him, and who knows what that might spark.
You got it.
Tom, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking the time to do this interview and to take the time to share with people what you have planned for the expo. As I stated, Chris is on with you. I'm sure you heard some of the things that he said about you, and now's your turn to retort.
Well, I should thank him for the nice comments. Coming from somebody that knows what the airport business is like, getting comments or praise like that's a nice thing.
It's not easy what you guys do. I mean, unless you're really there, you don't realize all the details and handling of the aircraft and the employee. I mean, it's a lot. I mean, obviously, it's a full-time job.
Well, for me, it's more than a full-time job because I do most everything by myself, myself and my family.
Well, take a little time and share with the audience about what you're bringing to the Midwest LSA Expo and what we can expect.
Well, I don't really have anything new that I'm bringing this year, but I'm bringing something old, or at least that's my plan. I will have my flight design CTLS there. It's been there in previous years. It's a used aircraft. It is for sale. But I've also recently helped a fellow look for a classic light sport aircraft and plan to have it there on display, and kind of going to start branching into helping and doing maintenance on some of the older light sport aircraft.
Hmm. Now, Chris, do you by any chance have any questions for Tom?
Well, I might think of one here in a minute, but Tom brings up an interesting point, and that is sometimes finding someone to work on your LSA airplane is, or actually get flight training in one, is difficult. And Tom is pretty much the go-to guy around this part of the country as far as Rotax. And so, he offers a tremendous service up there. And then I know, and it's kind of crazy that he's turning wrenches on it, and then 2 hours later, he's in some other airplane. It may not even be an LSA, but he's instructing. And so, there's a lot to that. And he mentioned the airport side of it, and he's running that too. So that's an amazing work that he does up there. And he's got a pretty good size airport too. So it's not a small place. But as far as questions for Tom, Tom, you going to bring your dad with you to the show too? Because, I've missed him the last couple expos here, but then I see him at, I don't know how I do it, but I have a way of seeing him at Oshkosh and Sun and Fun and Sebring. And just wondering if he's coming.
He missed Sebring and Sun and Fun this year, but he was at Oshkosh. He's usually there at least one day for the expo. Or a lot of times he's there when I'm trying to move and set up. He'll help me out with that.
I see. And it is a family affair, too. You usually have your son with you.
Yep. Either one of my sons. My older son, as he gets older, has a lot of things to do, and it's harder for him to join me. But my younger son also enjoys coming to the events with me.
What is the procedure that takes place? If somebody wants to do a demo, what's required in order to do that?
Are you directing that towards me or Chris?
I'm probably thinking Tom first, then if there's anything that you didn't add, then Chris can add to it.
Well, for myself, I have to make sure that I have followed their rules and made sure that I have my insurance in place to be able to do demo rides. That's one of the big things. And then I will visit with a prospective customer and try to set up a time where we can go out and fly the airplane and let them take a look and feel of the airplane and see what they think.
Because sometimes when somebody comes, they might not be aware about what the requirements are. So I just wanted to make sure. That was one of the things on the last show that I didn't mention was that, because, again, you know, sometimes you'll have a new pilot come and he doesn't know what to expect. So.
Right. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just going to say some of the exhibitors have a little bit different rules for vetting their prospects, and then there are a couple of them that may even charge a little bit of money. Every one of them is different, but I haven't seen any of them that'll refuse taking someone flying if it's a serious lead.
When it comes to the expo, Tom, and I'm sure that there's other shows, obviously, which you've mentioned that you've been to, what makes this show more attractive to sellers than some of the other shows?
Well, first off, it's in my backyard. I am the flight design dealer for this area. I work with a distributor out of Tulsa. But if somebody is wanting to or looking to buy a new aircraft in this area, I would be the point of contact for them. So since this is my home area, it's a show that I feel that it's important for me to go to. When I go to the Sebring Expo or Oshkosh, I'm talking to people from all around the country, and I'm potentially helping sell an airplane for a different dealer, and while it helps our brand, it doesn't help me out. But, you know, here, like I said, it's in my backyard. I want to take care of the people here in the southern half of Illinois anyway.
Hmm. Now, Chris, when it comes to the, again, as you know, I'm not a pilot. I'm a mouthpiece. That's just what I am. But there has to be some kind of a thought process when it comes to these buyers, because, again, they know, even if they're not too close, because the expo has already kind of had a reputation of being a demo show, that you have a higher percentage of buyers that come to the show versus just people that are, I mean, obviously they're not coming to see an air show. So it's definitely a different type of audience than some of the other shows, right?
Absolutely it is, and one of our best ways of funneling leads to this show, you know, I do take some heat from a couple exhibitors about our show being after Oshkosh, but there's a strategy to that, in that the exhibitors, you know, Perry, you and I have designed those cards that we hand out to the exhibitors, and we mail to airports all across the country all year long. So we have cards that are given to the exhibitors at AirVenture, you know, which is back in the rearview mirror about a month now. And so the exhibitors, you know, they have someone that is interested seriously in their airplane. Well, I'd really like to fly this airplane. Well, sorry, sir, we don't have a place to fly it. We're right here in the middle of the world's busiest airport with shows going on in the afternoon. But here you can see us in exactly 5 weeks in Mount Vernon, Illinois at the Plane and Pilot Midwest Expo. And that puts a lot of people, you know, serious people on the ramp, because they're not going to hand those cards to the father or, you know, the wife and the family that's there to see an air show. And so we get a lot of leads in that fashion. And then, of course, we've got a national campaign that goes on all year long in the Plane and Pilot magazine and the various web advertising that we do. So people know about this show all across the country. And every year, and a lot of times I really don't get any feedback about it till Sebring, and you'll have exhibitors that'll tell me that, yeah, I sold a plane to a guy up in Alaska at the Midwest show, or I had a customer in Seattle or a customer in California that came all the way to see my plane, and I got a sale going, you know. So the people that come to this one are serious and they're shopping. Now that's not to say you're not going to have the EAA flying breakfast people that come to check things out and support, because we have those too, and we certainly welcome those people and want them to come, but they're serious people that come to this show.
Now, Tom, let's just spend a little bit about this flight design aircraft. If there's anybody listening right now that's not familiar with it, would you take a few moments and just kind of explain some of its features and some of its specs on it, please?
Okay. Well, flight design at the company has been around for a while, but the latest series of airplane is the CTLS and the CTLS-I. The I standing for fuel-injected engine. It's a two-place side-by-side, it's a two-place airplane, as most of the light sport aircraft are. It's a side-by-side, high-wing, composite, mostly carbon fiber, Rotax-powered airplane. It has really good range, in excess, depending on which engine, 700 to 800-mile range. It has really good performance, really comfortable cabin. It has baggage space. You can put up to 110 pounds of baggage in the airplane. It's a really nice cross-country airplane for a light sport aircraft, but it's also a good addition to somebody that has maybe a Cirrus, easier to pull out and cheaper to fly for that $100 hamburger.
Now, how much are you selling the plane for?
A new airplane, of course, it's going to vary on equipment, engine choice and stuff, but 150 to a fully equipped, loaded airplane, 150,000 to 180,000.
Okay.
And then there are used
now,
aircraft,
Chris,
in the market.
Go ahead.
There are used aircraft in the market, like the one I'll have at the expo, that are in the $100,000 range, down to as low as $70,000 in the used market.
Now, if somebody had some questions about or wanted to reach you, what's the best way to get the information of that?
Well, Flight Design USA has a wonderful website. They can go to the international website, or they could simply call me here at my business. And the telephone number is 618-393-2967, and that's here at the airport. I run the aircraft sales business along with my FBO.
Wonderful. Chris, do you have I was hoping that Sport Air would be on, but they have not called in yet. So feel free to take the next few minutes on anything else that you wanted to discuss on the air about the expo, and then if maybe at that time they'll have called in. Chris?
Harry, can you give me just a minute, buddy?
Absolutely.
I've got John Thomas on the phone from Sport Air. So,
perfect.
Y'all can call us? Okay, do you have the number, buddy?
Tell them it's the call-in number for anybody they can even listen is 929-477-2104.
Man, that's the magic of modern technology right there, and actually having someone's phone number.
Well, and actually, I sent a text message about 10 minutes ago over to the first number that I had, because, again, people forget, they get really busy with stuff. And so I don't like to, interfere with their time either. So I'm, of course, grateful for those that are on. At the same time, too, it's, it's always nice whenever you advertise. Aha, it looks like we got them. Tom, thank you so much for calling in, sir. And, of course, we wish you the best of success at the expo coming next week.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom,
thank you,
we'll
Tom.
See you next week.
Okay, see you then. Bye.
Hello,
John. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. We've spent probably the last 30 minutes or so talking about the expo, and of course, we had Tom Baker of CT Sales on, and Now we wanted to open up the floor to you to talk about what Sport Air is going to be offering at the Expo this year.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for having us on. And Chris is just doing a fantastic job with this event. Every single year we have multiple sales that come out of this event, and that means something to all of us manufacturers that are trying hard to serve the light sport interest, and there's a lot of it out there. So we're bringing several planes up, actually a total of four. Chris was nice enough to help us out on additional space. We're actually going to have an aircraft, and I don't know, Chris, you probably don't even know about this one yet. It's Keith and Julie's old Savage cruiser that has over 1,900 hours. 1,500 of those hours are flight school. And you can see the condition and how well it's held up in a flight school situation. There's a lot of people out there that are looking for a tail dragger type aircraft for instruction. Well, we're going to have a living example there that a gentleman's flying down from Wisconsin. And then it's Big Brother. We're going to have something called the Savage Outback, which was affectionately renamed to the Outback during our naming competition. It used to be called the Cub S, and we're no longer allowed to use the Cub name. So what we do, we call it the Savage Outback, and it has 180 horsepower Titan engine that performs just extremely well in short takeoff and landing STOL type configuration. Are y'all still there?
Mm. Oh yeah.
Okay, just making
sure.
Yeah,
that's awesome. We'll put the 19. Did you say 1900 or 1500 on the trainer?
Well, it's 1900 hours on the trainer. 1500 has been by students in a flight school situation. So we'll have that one there. That'll be our red tail driver, and then we'll have a white with cartoon wheels, the big bush tires on the STOL aircraft. And Bill Camino will be out flying that a lot, showing off its takeoff and landing performance. It actually competed in the Valdez competition up at Oshkosh, where it's a short takeoff and landing. Are y'all familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It out of 16 planes, it ranked number 7, and it's not set up for strictly STOL. We had it set up for cruising on the prop and on the VGs or placeback on the. So it helps in all aspects of flight, just short takeoff and landing. So it performed very well and beat out some of the more expensive Brothers Super Cub options out there. So it was good. So that will be there. And then I'm flying up a Sting S4, which is TL Ultralights. Are y'all familiar with that one?
Yes.
Okay. It's a carbon fiber aircraft that has just an incredible glide ratio of 12 to 1. Then we're going to have the high wing version that has a 14 to 1 glide ratio, just super slick, super clean. Both of them have the 100 horsepower Rotex. The high wing actually has the fuel injected, the IS engine that a lot of people are interested in from Rotex. And the other one has the regular dual carbureted 912 ULF. So we'll have both of those, the high wing and the low wing. It's important to everybody out there listening, come to the show. You'll see incredible numbers of aircraft, kind of like Car Wars for airplanes, for light sport, and you'll get to fly in a lot of different aircraft. If you're serious about buying a plane this year, come and test fly and have some fun.
One of the questions that I asked in the previous interview was about the requirements for demoing. Last year, I really didn't touch much on it. So this year, I wanted to ask every exhibitor kind of just what are your requirements if someone wants to do a demo? What do you require of them?
That is a great question. Number one, sanity. we're not climbing into an airplane with somebody that is a bit out there. No, sorry about that. A bit of levity, right?
No, that's all right. So, listen, in the condition that this world is in, we need humor. It's really important, so don't worry about it.
So what we do and what we've always done is, like the aircraft that I'm bringing up is one of our newer Sting S4s, and the owner is very happy for us to bring it and show it off, but it's not our aircraft. It's not owned by Sport Air. And so to offset some of the cost, what we do at Sport Air is we get somebody to sign a waiver agreement. It's a short one page, very simple, just like most other aircraft companies. And then they put down a $100 deposit. That $100 deposit does not go to us. It does not go to the pilot. It goes to the aircraft owner to offset some of the costs of the show and whatnot. However, what we do with that $100 is that's $100, so you've already made your down payment on the plane. If you turn it into a sale, then Sport Air, even though we didn't get the money on the front end, we give that to the airplane owner. So that's kind of our and it does a couple of things. Number one, we don't want to be taking everybody up that just wants a free ride. We want people that are serious about buying airplanes to take up our time and go flying. Introductory freedom flights and things like that. Eagle flights is a different category. We're there to sell planes, and we want people that are serious. And it kind of combs them out. The people that are really serious about it usually don't have a problem of giving the owner $100 for flying it. But we can't. And we always fly with a CFI. All of our demonstration flights are with a certified flight instructor. So.
Well, during the show, and at least with the expo, because, I mean, again, you've been there. How many years have you been there?
Every single year.
Every single year. So with that being said, you've watched the event grow. You've watched the event change. And really, I mean, there really isn't too many tire kickers there. I mean, it's pretty much known for the fact if someone is really serious about buying a plane, they know they can get the best look from at the expo.
Absolutely, and not just the best look. It's so simple. Chris, the way he has it set up, and us be able to pull out our planes and go fly and then bring it right back and put it into display. I'll have to brag on an event that anybody out there that's scared about bringing your plane over there in case weather gets bad. This is not a promise, but this one year we were able to move all the planes into a hangar when a storm was coming by. Luckily, it did not hit with the severity that it was predicted. But the things like that Chris bends over backwards to help out the aviator. So if you're halfway interested out there in any type of aircraft and flying some of the least expensive per hour airplanes you can fly out there, is come to the Lightsport Expo, and you'll see how many planes are registered, how many companies, over 60, I think.
Oh, we're not quite that high, but that's a great number to shoot for in the future.
There you go.
You know what, and I'm not sure if this is just what's going on in the industry, and maybe John, you can help, you and Chris can help touch on this, but it just seems as if, you know, if I had something to sell, I would do everything I had to do in order to get it out there to make sure that I could sell it. And I'm not sure if it's just, is there something going on in the industry right now? It certainly can't be Donald Trump. So something's got to have happened to cause people to be undecided about coming.
Well, it's probably the biggest one, and Chris, you're welcome to answer this as well, but, you know, the whole uncertainty in the third-class medical issue, there's a lot of people on the fence waiting to see what happens there. The FAA has scorned enough of us with regard to being denied a medical for various reasons and then having to battle up a mountain of paperwork and doctor's visits in order to get your medical back to fly GA. So, you know, flying general aviation is difficult because of that. And Lightsport eliminates that hurdle, allows people to get out there and fly, and your medical is your driver's license. And so, and the studies have shown over the last 10 years of light sport that it is truly it's as safe as flying general aviation aircraft with your private pilot's license, with a light sport license, and without the third class medical. So that's one of them. Chris, what do you think?
Well, before diving into that, I think this is a question, Perry, that we need to ask every exhibitor that we have on the show every night. What do you think
Absolutely.
About third class medical reform? What are you hearing? Because, you know, I'm hearing certain things, and I'm hearing it from more of an airport side, so I've got a little bit different lens I'm looking through. But what John is alluding to is the whole industry seems to be on the fence, up on the fence post right now, saying, what do I do? Do I go and, like I have for the last several years, and look at, you know, $100,000 plus light sport airplanes, or do I just sit up here and wait for this thing to happen and then go spend $25,000 on an old 172? And it's got the whole industry just kind of in a holding pattern. Everybody you talk to has got a different feel of which way it's going to come out the other end. And in the meantime, here we all are in a holding pattern. And to me, from the airport side, I think it's going to be a long time before we hear anything. That's just what I've been hearing. And so
I agree with you, Chris. I mean, the government moves very slow. They usually move, but much slower than most people want. The sad thing is, I talk to people every single day that have aircraft parked in their hangar that they can no longer fly unless they get a buddy with a third class medical to go up with a private pilot's license, because their medical has expired. They've been holding out, waiting for the government to do something. That has not happened. So that impedes a lot of people out there that are very interested in moving into this category. But, you know, if they could keep their 172 and fly it under the light sport rules, if that were to come to pass. But it's still going to be a bit longer down the road. And then the other thing is the cost. All these airplanes have gone up. Bill Canino and I had a 2-hour meeting today on pricing alone with the manufacturers, trying to do everything we possibly can to offer the best pricing for the show and continue on, because when light sport aircraft came out, that was the goal, was to have an inexpensive flying vehicle that gets 35 miles to the gallon and can be a nice little cross-country vehicle and something that's just an absolute joy to fly. And we've hit a number of those things. The one that we haven't is have a low price option. And so that's something that I think all the manufacturers are working towards.
Well, and it's almost, it's a little bit unfair too, because we in aviation get labeled as being, costly. We'll just call it that. But have you ever tried to price a four-wheel drive pickup truck new on the lot somewhere? Or some
Absolutely.
SUV, and then the last time I went, I won't mention the name of the chain, but it had a redheaded girl as the spokesman. I couldn't believe how much it cost for just a single with cheese in there. You know, like, what in the world happened in the last couple of years? The single with cheese is now over $4 just for the sandwich. No, and nobody complains about that or how much a vehicle costs now, but they sure like to really rip us aviators about how much our airplanes cost. Well, you know, we got specialized technicians on the line building these things that demand a little bit more of a wage. And then the insurance and stuff like that. So you kind of hit on one of my pet peeves here. But still, I mean, we still have to get out and go and do and find a way. And you know, whatever they're going to do with the medical, you know, I still think it's going to be a ways off, but we need to get people in the air. I mean,
well, and one of the important ways to do that, Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of the ways to do that is the public, I don't think, understands the safety value that these airplanes have. They take off and land around 50 miles an hour. They're built extremely strong to withstand, you know, +4, -2 G-forces. and most all of them have parachute systems. All the ones that we sell, the Sting and the Sirius, have full aircraft parachute systems. So not only do you have backup safety blue buttons, if you will, like Cirrus has, that automatic engages the autopilot, but these aircraft are super safe. If you're in a situation where you need to bring the aircraft and both occupants down, you can do it. It does sacrifice the plane, but lives are a little bit more important than the airplane. And the other thing is that people every single day are used to driving two cars next to each other, opposing, you know, closing rate of over 100 miles an hour and only a couple of feet away from each other. So imagine two planes landing opposite directions on the runway. That's what we see on most of our highways every day, and we accept that risk without thinking about it. So there's a big safety factor in these airplanes that a lot of people don't realize or don't understand, which I think could be another selling point to get more people into flying.
Well, and I agree with everything said there, and you did mention that we hit on a lot of positives with what we intended to do with LSA, but that biggest one is the fuel consumption, you know, 4.5 gallons of fuel. I'll never forget the first time I went to Sebring via airplane, and we took a Jabiru, and I couldn't believe it. We picked one up at Shelbyville, Tennessee, and went nonstop 4 hours all the way there, and put fuel in the airplane after we were on the ground. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. It really did burn like 4 gallons an hour.
Yeah. We've calculated it out, Chris, and we average with the Rotex 100 horsepower at cruise is about 35 miles to the gallon, which is pretty incredible.
So they do make a lot of these that and it all we probably should have pointed that out, John, that your product line, you guys have the full gamut. I mean, you start at the STOL, and then you also have the high wing cruiser, and you have the low wing cruiser.
We have water birds. We have amphibious aircraft on top of that. We build Sea Rays, and Sea Rays have in the last couple of years have been certified as a light sport aircraft as well. So we currently have one of those under build. Matter of fact, Chris, you probably didn't know this, but that's how Sport Air started. Bill Canino bought a Sea Ray kit when they first came out, built one, and his buddy said, "Hey, why don't you build me one of those?" And Bill said, "Here, buy this one. I'll build another one and build it better." And so that's what started Sport Air over 20 years ago.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. That sounds like Bill.
Yep. That is.
Well, hey, it's interesting you bring that up because we kind of thought this year would be the inaugural year that we would have seaplanes on our lake out here in front of the airport. And Dr. Bob from Owensboro, Kentucky has been, most people don't know this, but I guess I could talk kind of freely about it now, but 2 years in a row. 2 years ago, I was flying in the Commemorative Air Force B-25. Of course, I was up in the nose. I wasn't flying it. I was flying in it. And we were on the downwind coming in the land. I looked down, like, what is that white thing on the lake down there? And there's a Sea Ray operating in our lake. And, of course, after I got an airplane, went down there, and he's just laughing. And, airplanes tied up along the side of the bank there. And he said, there's a couple guys camping down here, and they helped me get the airplane up onto the bank. But he came last year, too, and we thought, maybe we have something here. We got about 1,500 foot of the lane there on the lake, and LSA certainly could get in and off on that. And we talked with our division aeronautics here, and basically we were granted a permission to do it, but, with insurance and, we had to have a rescue plan and all that kind of stuff, and it is a little ways away from a show line. We just weren't able to make that work. Maybe someday in the future we might be able to get ambitious and do that.
There you go, and there's a lot of cool products that you and I know about that are coming down the chute. That's good to have a lake right there. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you just might see that surface again next year if we can figure cross all the I's or dot the I's across the T's and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I'll help you cross the I's and dot the T's for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. One of those kind of ways.
That's right. Well, I'm happy that, you know, moving forward, if you need any help in that, Bill and I will add our 2 cents and work, you know, on any part of that as well. I'm a volunteer firefighter, so if I can volunteer and help on the water rescue side of things, I can do that as well. So I can put together a plan. Whatever you need, Chris, just let us know.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice to know we have that help, but there's some dynamics and logistics there that, you know, it takes a little bit more time and effort, and thought, and cost.
Well, you don't have anything else going on, Chris. You can handle that.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, thank you guys for having. Go ahead.
No. What I was going to say was it's pretty funny because next month that lake is going to be packed, right, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
There's
going to
be balloons flying everywhere.
And model boat racing.
Exactly. Excellent. Right. So, oh yeah, I'll tell you what. Just since I've known Chris, the number of events that he has throughout the year, it's practically doubled or tripled since I first met him. And now, you know, the airport's just getting so much exposure. They even got Airport of the Year this year.
Well, that doesn't
Woo-hoo!
Surprise me. I've met Chris. That doesn't surprise me at all. And kudos, Chris, for all your hard work and just putting this show together for all of us. It's going to be fun.
Well, thanks. It was our year, I guess.
That's right. Now, we should be up there, God willing and weather providing. We will be up there Wednesday afternoon.
Look forward to seeing you, John.
All right, Chris.
John, thank you so
much
for joining us. And look forward to hearing all the wonderful success stories after the show is over.
Absolutely. We'll all share a cold drink of your choosing.
There you go.
All right. Have a good evening. Thanks.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there is no doubt that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. The host city, Mount Vernon, Illinois, and the Mount Vernon Outland Airport are located at the crossroads of two major interstates that are 1 hour and 15 minutes by ground from Lambert St. Louis International Airport. Mount Vernon has over 1,200 hotel rooms, 60 restaurants within 3 miles of the event site, and over 50% of the entire U.S. population is within an 8-hour drive from Mount Vernon. The infrastructure of the host airport, KMVN, is impressive and includes the following amenities: 6,500 feet by 100-foot main runway, 5 precision approaches, including ILS, 9.25 acres of concrete ramp space, Class E airspace, and ARFF Index A safety. They have placed all the aircraft exhibitor spaces on the main ramp with an easy ingress and egress for demo flights. I'll tell you what, Chris, no matter what we think or no matter what we talk about or what we've talked about previously, it's guys like John who make it worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, I can listen to that kind of stuff all day long. And that's what's really neat about this industry is making all those contacts and having friends in essentially every state in this country because of what we've done with this event.
I'm going to share a brief story and then we're going to finish tonight's show. We've got another show tomorrow night. And of course the goal is to have a show every night. It just depends on what people make themselves available. But you know what, one of the things about this show that I think is just so wonderful is the fact that it could take one guy like John to make the event worth it. And my story takes us to a gentleman who is standing on top of a mountainside, and down below he sees the beach. And on the beach there's a guy throwing some things in the water. And as the guy on the mountain climbs down to get closer to see what he's doing, he's noticing that the gentleman on the beach is throwing starfish that have washed up on the land, and of course they die without water. And so he's throwing them in, and the man on the top of the mountain, He comes up to him and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm trying to save them." He says, "Well, you're not going to save them all, are you?" He says, "No." He bends down, he picks it up, throws it in the water, and he says, "But I saved that one." Chris, I share that story because although sometimes, and I know it's exhausting, I know sometimes you feel that, you know, you're just not getting the responses you are, but never forget that it's people like John and other guys who we're going to talk to this week that always make it worth it. And I speak for every single person who might be listening right now who comes to the show and who loves it. Thank you for all that you do, Chris. Thank you for the sacrifices that you and your team make, the money that you spend to advertise it. If anybody knows anything about this event, it's never been about profit. Yes, you would like to profit to help cover the cost, but it's never about that. And when he said about his sales experience dealing with the Midwest LSA Expo, I mean, you got everything you needed right there.
Agreed. And it's about helping the industry. And anything that we can do to get more people flying or more pilot starts, and that's what any of us that are in aviation need to be focused on. It's getting more people in the skies. We're in a I would call it a hobby slash field that is diminishing, and you know, because of costs and regulations and mandates and things like that. And we just all have to band together and hold on and you know, get that person that you know that is interested in aviation, get them in an airplane, take them flying, get the bug started. And we just got to do more of that. And, you know, this event in some ways was created for that, to get people into aviation.
Well, the 7th Annual Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th, 2015, not far away, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Saturday, September 12th, at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. If you're looking for a light sport aircraft, come to the expo. You'll have an opportunity to easily demo any of these aircraft, and we're just so excited about this year. If you need any more information about the expo, you can visit the website, which is MidwestLSAExpo.com. They also have a Facebook page underneath the Midwest LSA Expo. And if you have any questions or need any information regarding the airport, you can find that at MountVernonAirport.com. You can also call 618-242-7016. And praying for great weather, Chris. Beautiful weather.
Yes, sir.
And we will catch you guys tomorrow night. Thank you so much for joining us on our first Midwest LSA Expo Radio. Did you have anything else before we ended, sir?
No, I believe that's quite a handful for one night. And hopefully I'll have stuff to talk about tomorrow night.
Well, listen, even if we don't, we can just tell jokes and make a humor show out of it. You know me, Chris. I'm wide open. I mean, I'll sing to these people if I have to.
You got it. I look forward to hearing that.
Have a great night, brother. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Perry. You too. Bye.
Take care, man. Welcome to the 2015 Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show, brought to you by Painter's Dream Productions and hosted by Perry Hartman of Painter's Dream Productions and Chris Collins, your international host for this year's 2015 event at the Mount Vernon Outland Airport in Mount Vernon, Illinois. The 7th Annual Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is scheduled for Thursday, September 10th through Saturday, September 12th. Showtimes for this year's event are 9 to 4 each day. Midwest LSA Expo Incorporated specifically created this event for three reasons. One, to educate aviators about all facets relating to the LSA industry, including the many different aircraft types, available engines, and LSA performance. Two, to promote the sale of LSAs, the use of LSA aircraft for flight training and in rental fleets. And finally, to promote economic development in the Southern Illinois region. We know that the Plane and Pilot Midwest LSA Expo is the most convenient and affordable of its type in the country. If you ask anyone, it's the true sales and demo show. Now get ready, the Midwest LSA Expo Radio Show starts right now.